Mila Pergimel Mishneh Beis. We continue with the dinim of in between loynenim veloymoelim. Hamafish mois linazirusa. Somebody was mafish mois to buy the karbonis of a nazir. He l'chayr. What we're talking about over here is a nazir that was memale. He was mekayim his din nazirus. He has to bring a few different types of karbonis. He has to make a keves loyla, a kivsa l'chatos, and ayel l'shlomim. The el shlomim of a nazir is a el nazir has bazunder dinim. First of all, the shalmei nazir goes along similar to a carbon toido with chalois. It's 10 chalois which are matzah, it's 10 rikike matzahs. He does tenufa, there's a roki gechod that's given to the kahanim. The rest is eaten by the bailam with anybody else. Most types of korban shlomim, which are kochim kalim, is eaten the shnei yom v'laylo echod. El nozer, again, similar to a korban toido, is only liyoyim v'laylo. Those two similarities it has to a korban toido. So, he set aside money l'korban nazirus. Loy nanin v'loy moyalin. Here's a chap. Think about it. He set aside $1,000 to buy 3 behemoths. A few of these behemoths are kotshe Hashem and they have meila, namely the oila and the chatos. One of them is an el shlomim. A shlomim is not kotshe Hashem, it's kotshim kalim. It's not miyuchid only lekanim, therefore we learned before extensively that kotshim kalim ain't moelim. Every penny of this $1,000 that was set aside, or beloshna rav, Kolmo umo, every penny of it, is roi l'shlomim. Therefore, you can't say it's nitvasin, a zach that has an iser, a distinct iser me'ilo. It's nitvas in it, the possibility of being used. So, mele, none of it has a vadaidin me'ilo. Loi nanin, true, but loi mo'elin. Now, there's two ways to explain this. One is easier, one is harder. Tosfos has an easier way, but it's not the way the Rav and the Rambam go. Tosfos's mahalach is that theoretically he could, if he wanted, he could buy the biggest, fattest, mehudadika shlomim, and all the money is mois of shlomim. Since it potentially could all be used for shlomim, none of it has me'ilah. That's pretty easy to understand. The harder way is the way the Rav says, is that since all the money can be the shlomim, even though in this pile of money, in the $1,000, there definitely will be part for an oila and part for a chatos, we can't look at it as vaday me'ilo to be mechayev a korban because it'll be a sofik, and then he's bringing chulun ba'azara. So it's not that he's off the hook, and there is no me'ilo except we can't be mechayev a korban. A sub question in this: take a look at the Tveres Yisrael, is whether you'll say also that he's not chayev the keren v'chaimish because keren v'chaimish is tashlumen, it's tashlumen. So you have to look at it as a sofik. Hamaytzi mechadal v'raya. That's a din by all dinim mominis. That's not so poshut, because who says that the money of Keren V'chemish is a momenistic chiyuv? It's a chiyuv of kapora. We've said this word before. When we learned Meseches Krisus, the beginning, we had a case where the Keren V'chemish would be considered kapora, and therefore it doesn't have the regular din of Komle B'derabmine, which is one of the dinim chudoshim in chiyuve momen. However, would that be true over here also, that there would be a din hamoitzi mechavel v'raya, if it's to make kapara? Maybe not. So that is a question. But the Rav and the Rambam are learning that, of course, there is some of the money which is subject to mila, except you can't pin him on any of it. So mila, he can't be chayev a korban. Now, the Kohen set aside this money, and that's the din of the money. Mace, what happens if the if the nazir himself dies, the karbonis can't be brought, because the karbonis are there only as karbonis to be matter a nazir, to be mechaper, and to be matter him again from his yisurei nazirus. But they're not stam karbonis to be brought. Really, you can't bring them as karbonis nazir. So what do you do with the money? Hoyu stumin. If it's like we said before, $1,000 was set aside for all his karbonis, so inherent in the mois is chatos oil l'shlamim yiplu l'nedava, it all falls l'nedava. The halacha of Moshe Mesina over here is that Moshe Stumim, since it has in it the Shem Karban Oila, so it could all fall in a davar, which is the din of Moshe Oila. If a person dies, so it'll be brought as a Karban Oila. It doesn't have to be that the person is alive. Chatos and Shlomim can't be diverted. The Oila over here can turn into an Oila. The Chatos can turn to something else. Mois of Chatos L'chayu you'd have to get rid of. Shlomim, we'll see soon in the Mishnah. These two can't be diverted. Only the Oila can turn into Karbonis of Nedava. But over here, since it has a Zika, Tvisa of Oila, so the Halacha Moshe Mesina is that. Hoyu Mefarashim, if he designated in the $1,000, this 300 for this, this 350 for that, this 350 for that. So it's like this. Dmei Chatos, Yelchu, the Dmei Chatos has the same din the Halacha Moshe Mesina is as a carbon. A carbon Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleo Meso. So the same is true, Dmei Chatos, it has Kedushas Chatos, but it can only be for this Chatos, only for the Miskaper. There is no Miskaper. So Mele, you know what you're going to do with it? Yelchu Liyam HaMelech, you're going to throw it out. The reason why the Mishnah uses in many places, the Yelchu Liyam HaMelech, is that's a way to get rid of it. There's no boats there. And the middle of the money is never going to come up. It'll just sink to the bottom, and that's that. Other rivers, the money will float down the river. A sailor will see it, take it. You're being machshalim. He's not allowed to be nene from it. Over here, the halacha is yalichem liyam hamelech, lo nenim v'lo ma'olam bem. Again, since it's dead kochim, means it has no constructive purpose, doesn't have mi'ilo. But lo nenim. Tmei oilo, yaviu oilo. That's not a problem. Because the yoshim can bring a carbonella. You don't need the miskapa here for a carbon oil. Umoyalim behem, because it's royal lakravosoi. Tmei shlomim, yoviu shlomim. Again, the yoshim of a person who set aside a shlomim could bring the shlomim, same as money. They could use it, buy a shlomim, bring it. So, necholim, liyoyim echod, it does have the kedusha of the shlomim of a nozer, the el nozer, which we said is only nechol liyoyim belali, even though it's a shlomim. Now, there's no miskapa here, there's no nozer. But still, it did have a kedusha l'gabe that din. That's nechal yom v'layla. It retains that din. Ve'enon tu'un lechem. The din lechem is not inherent in the carbon itself. There's a din when a person brings certain carbonas, he becomes mechuyiv as a miskaper to bring the parallel menachos, the matzahs with the chalos. But if there's no miskaper, it's just the yoshim bringing it. It's a din that we deal with extensively in Zvokim. If the Yoshim are just bringing it because it's Kedusha's carbon, why shouldn't it be brought? And they can bring it, and they should bring it. But they're not Miskaprim proper. They're not Miskaprim, then they don't bring Lechem. The Gemara actually says at the beginning of Zvokim that on a certain level they are Miskaprim. It's what's called Beloshna Gemara, they're Miskaprim. Bekiva, Bekufya Veloi Bekiva. Bekufya means on a surface level, there's some type of, they are Mevi'im of the carbon. But Batsim, the Cheftz of the carbon is not Hukdash Al Shmom. They're not bechefts of the miskapim, it's just they're the mevi'im. So they have some type of slight kapar. That's the Lashon the Gemara over there. Famous concept in the Sechel Zvokim. That we split it. It has the kedusha of the carbon itself. However, ein unto unan lechem. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Hadom kal bitchilose v'chom basayfe. This is a model that we use often. Where we want to contrast different dinim. The din of dam kochim. Dam kochim has a choymer and a kal, all the other types of dvarm mikudoshim. Misochim, choymer bitchilosom, bekal besoifa. Okay, let's figure this out. What does it mean? Hadam bitchilo, this is the dam that's in the skabal and the klisharis. Before the zrika, ain meilim boy. There's a gzeh sakosuv, that the parsha of mi'ilo is not shayach to dam. We learn out of a pasuk. Interesting, gzeh sakosuv, the pasuk says, in the parsha of achilas dam, in parsha zachrimois, V'ani nesativ lochem al ha-mizbeach l'chaper. Nesativ lochem means it's given to you. It's not oimid b'shus hegdish. It's given as a tool for a person to be miskaper. If it's given to you, to the bailam, to have a benefit from, then it's not kodshe Hashem. It's used, of course it's kodshe Hashem. But it's not the din of kodshe Hashem that hands off, doesn't have me'ilo. It's a general rule in dam kodshe. En mo'ilam boy. Yotzo l'nachal kidroin. After the zrika is like this, it goes on the mizbeach. The dam would run off the mizbeach and it would run into a stream in the Azara. The stream was diverted out of the base of Mikdash down into the valley below that's called Nachal Kidron. Over there, Meilim Boy, Midrabanan. That's when the dam has no Me'ila. Chazal didn't want, farmers would come, they would take that dam, they would use it to irrigate their fields. It was rich with minerals. It's a bizarre kachim. Even though the Zayn by Me'ila, Midrabanan, Meilim Boy. Here the Mashmois is clearly Meilim Boy. It doesn't say Loinanim Vele Meilim. It's over here, it says Meilim Boy, but it's only Midrabanan. So over here, it's clear the implication would be that he would have to pay the Karen V'chemish. Carbon not, because it's the only Midrabanan. Hanisachim, Nisachim, Bitchila Moelim Bahem, before they're put on the Mizbeach, when they were Hugdash and Klisharis, they have it Din Me'ilo, because they're Oymid, they're Kodshe Hashem, they're Oymid to put on the Mizbeach. Yotzu Lashitin, once they go on the Mizbeach and they go down the holes where they're poured on top of the Mizbeach, they run down to the bottom, and then it would run on the Mizbeach onto the Ritzvah Sazara, and then it would run out. So there the Halach is in Moelim Bahem. Now, it's interesting because we just had something else that's Nasus Mitzvah Soy. Over there by the Dam Kochin, there's a Bazunder Din Midrabanon because it was a Zilzul Meilim Boy. Over here, it's Nasus Mitzvah Soy. Any Nasus Mitzvah Soy, it's done. So, there's no Din Me'ila. We've learned that before. By Deshin, that's Yotzel based on Deshin. Over here, also, it's Nasus Mitzvah Soy. However, what's this Din Meilim Boy as if you're telling him it would be a possibility? When Nesachim are poured on top of the Mizbech into the sheet, they run down hundreds of feet below. The Mizbech was very tall and goes down. There's no access to it. Why does the Mishnah have to warn us that you're not allowed to be Nana, but ain't Moelim Bahem? And the answer is, the Gemara says only for a person who sticks his hand in, and he pulls out a little bit of the Nesachim, and I don't know, he takes a lick of it, he shmears out. So it has the Surim of Kachim, but not Me'ilah. It's not Sismitzvah.